Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV and Lumo SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA.
Yeah, very good evening, Malcolm Blight and David Wood. It's all happening in Brisbane. We'll bring in the last couple of balls. India only need three runs to win. They're seven down, just lost to Thakur, who made all the runs in the first innings. All this for National Tiles. Laminate flooring dropped under $17 at National Tiles. You can do it yourself, laminate flooring. German made, under $17 every day only at National Tiles. So welcome, Malcolm. We've been watching this for the last hour. It'll be a record run chase if India get up and win. Three runs from 20 balls. Australia need three wickets and have not been beaten the Gabba since 1988. And this is the record run chase too from a touring team. It's just all happening. And India, they've got seven or eight of their best players out.
Yeah, it's a remarkable day. It's been a remarkable series, David, hasn't it? And India, the courage. I mean, we talk about courage as in you just don't give it up, do you?
I don't think it's over yet.
Come on.
Seven down.
I called this an hour ago.
I just called a wicket that ball and Australia got it. So Hazelwood's got two balls left. He's got one for 70. Lyon picked up his second wicket. Cummins has been the star. But Pujara for India, he battled away for, you know, 4 or 5 hours, took 11 or 12 balls on the body, played superbly. And Rishabh Pant, 85 not out, had that terrific innings in the first innings too. And, is India hot favourite? You never know, Blighty. We'll keep up to that. 7 for 325, the target 328. So 2 for a tie.
What if?
It'll be a tied test.
That's right. That's one of the options. Actually, what if Hazelwood got a wicket this ball and next ball? In other words, a hat-trick.
With three to go in the last nine. It can happen. But I tell you what, if Australia lose, there are going to be a lot of ramifications too, and I think
that should be called a wide.
I think the
has gone down leg side a mile. He didn't call a wide, David.
It looked a wide. The microscope will be on Tim Payne.
Well, I've got a theory, just purely an observation. He's 36. He's done it hard. He stood in when someone needed him, but I just wonder if he steps aside, if he retires.
Maybe if they lose it.
I'm not saying, I mean, not my call, but sometimes, David, you know when you've had enough.
I don't think his captaincy's been up to speed, and I don't think keepers should be captain. Simple as that. I don't blame him for that. No. When you're trying to concentrate, and he missed Pant stumping again early. It was a tough one,
he's 85 now.
When you're in form, you can do that, and I think India may have won this. Have they hit a four? India have just won the game.
Yeah, there they go.
Which is remarkable. And this is a B-grade side. When I say B-grade, I don't mean the players are B-grade. It's their B-grade side. They got seven or eight players to come in. India winning by three wickets is one of the most remarkable series and remarkable wins I think I've seen. And Australia were cock-a-hoop. I thought they'd win 3-1, 4-0, Blighty. So have your say, 8-2-3-0-0-0. Tim Payne, is it time to hang up the gloves or are we being a bit harsh?
No. Can I also say, I think it's time for some of the selectors to hang up their gloves. Now, let's go back to the start of all this. Joe Burns, terrific, had his time.
Couldn't muster a run, could he?
Couldn't got a run. And they carried him. I mean, you can't carry guys with form. I know they're trying to look for an opener. Harris came in, didn't do a lot. But when you pick a bloke that's so out of form, I thought it was unfair on Joe Burns for the selectors to pick him. So I think the start of the series, and I said it at the time, this is rubbish. You don't do this to players and people. He was so embarrassing, the poor lad.
Yeah, I think the other thing too, you look at the opening spot was no good. Matthew Wade had a dismal series.
Yeah.
Travis Head was dropped.
Yeah.
But Stark and also Lyon were well down on their normal output. If it wasn't for Paddy Cummins, Australia could have lost them all.
And Josh Hazelwood, I thought, was pretty good too. The other thing with Stark, and I mean, you know, I'm only an observer like everybody else. He gets a wicket occasionally in his opening spell, but I must say he's too wild. I would have opened with Hazelwood and Cummins every time, and I've said that before this test and the last test.
They may say, Blighty, who captains, but you can always find a captain, and I don't think it should be the keeper. I'd go to the man that's the million-dollar man, Patrick Cummins. He's a smart, he's level-headed, he put team first, he puts himself for the team. Labuschagne may be down the track, he could be a captain, but right now, I think you've got to, I mean, they've lost the unlosable test.
Yes, they have.
The position they're in.
Yeah. Don't forget the last one they lost too.
Yeah, but I think even more this one.
Yeah.
Because they're never beaten at the Gabba.
No, hang on. I mean, what about the field placings of the last test? We talked about it. You know, you've got a bloke on the boundary, two boundaries, and no one's hitting the ball.
I saw Shane Warne talking today, Blighty, and absolutely spewing at some of Tim Payne's moves.
Yeah, I know.
Against when Pajara had no one on the short man on the offside, selling it off.
Yep.
And he made a really good point too. So 8223000. What do you think Australia's performance in this Test match, in this series, and should there be changes? Does Tim Payne, should he be captain going on? Or do they need to look someone there and maybe make a couple of tough calls? I think Matthew Wade may well have played his last Test match. He's a fighter, bloody, yep. pretty little bloke. But at the moment, they need to get some fresh blood in the team. And Starks, they're all getting older. You know, Stark and Lyon, yep. Warner.
Well, hang on. In India had virtually four kids playing. So, you know what I mean? Four kids playing. So you don't know with those kids. And surely we've got players. And one of the problems, of course, with the COVID bit, not a lot of our players. So even Warner coming back in, he wasn't fit. Now, they picked him. Now, did he, I mean, you...
Oh, there's going to be some questions asked here.
I don't get it.
Absolutely. Some real questions. But have your say, would you keep Tim Payne on as captain? Blighty was saying, well, before the series, he still wasn't convinced.
No.
He won man of the match in Adelaide himself. He made a nice 70.
Yeah.
But I reckon his keeping's really...
He took five sodas that time. He took a nice one, but I mean, he also got dropped, David. How many times did he get dropped in that innings? You know, I mean, I reckon when you look back, so even Labuschagne has got dropped a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, there's been some lucky players in this tournament.
Yeah, Justin Langer, I think he's got a bit of work. I just could not envisage this. When Kohli went home, you look at the bowlers they've lost. Shami.
Oh, yeah.
Boomer didn't play their Ashwin, their best spinner.
Oh, yeah.
It just goes on and on and on, and yet they've played kids, and as I said, I know they've got a big population, but this has just come out of nowhere. I don't think the cricket punters will be all that happy with that. It was a great series.
Great series.
But unfortunately, it was India that came out on top, and I reckon the headlines are going to be all anti-Australia tomorrow. You watch. the knives are in.
Yeah, I know. We don't like losing at home, do we? Anyhow, that's the way it is, and yeah, I guess... we've got Ray from the Bay who wants to chat about cricket.
He's coming up just in a moment.
Is he? Okay.
Just repeating the news. India have won the series, retained the Border Gavaskar trophy. They won by 3 wickets. Rishabh Pant was outstanding. Pujara was outstanding. And it was just, I don't think I've seen the likes of it. It is unbelievable. So, what are you thinking? Go to South Africa? It can't be the same side.
No, it can't be the same side. Can it be on, though, David? That's going to be the issue now. Can it be on, you know, with the COVID situations all around the world? Is it going to be a safe place for the players, both teams, to go there?
I'm not sure I'd go there. That's rampant over there.
Yeah.
And that brings us up to the tennis, too. Can you make any exemptions, Blighty, for the tennis players that have come in? I don't think a few of them thought they'd be straight into a hotel room for 14 days because previously they were allowed to get out for 4 or 5 hours and hit the ball.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happened there. Surely the fine print in all the agreements with the players or the players in charge of them should have sorted that out and everyone should know exactly where they are at.
Okay, let's go to Ray, see what he thinks about the Test cricket. What an incredible win by India. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, good evening, boys. But look, I'm not a cricket expert, but I love my cricket and love my country. But to me, it's sort of the whole summer has been, you know, the BBL and all that sort of stuff. Our boys go over there and they play for the dollar. India plays for the country.
Mm.
And that's all I've got to say, that they play for their country and you can see it coming through. And I hate to say it, but the last half hour I thought, go boys, go, because you're the underdog. We got guys that are playing for millions and millions in this BBL in India and all that, chasing the money all around the world. These guys just play for their country, and they're glad to just get whites. There's a guy there that was playing with a tennis ball until he was 21 years old. And he's had 5 wickets.
Yeah.
You know, sort of, give me a break. We've got academies we spend millions on, and we can't get decent bloody bowlers. Well, look, we supposedly have the best bowlers in the world. The last two tests, we couldn't bowl out a team in the whole day.
Ray, would you retain Payne as captain, or do you think it's time for a change there too?
Oh, no. So I wouldn't. No, honestly, I wouldn't. But I don't know where the replacement is. I don't want Cummins because he's a bowler. I'd rather someone as a player, but I really can't see a replacement. And I listen to you guys and then other stations, and no one seems to have a replacement.
Oh, I'd go back
There's
to Steve.
No one there that we.
Why wouldn't Steve Smith be available? He's done his time. Well, he's done it before.
Yeah.
He's been a winning captain. I mean, I'd just go back to Smith. I don't know why everyone's worried about it.
All right, Ray. Thanks for that. What are your thoughts? 8223 0000. I think his position will be certainly scrutinised, no doubt, under the microscope. Because Australia really felt they'd win this. They were planning for the big Test match series in England later, the best two sides playoff. Yeah. This has really dented their chances. But India, no doubt, bloody best team in the world when you think you can take seven. You imagine taking, as you said, Australian bowling attack out and Steve Smith. Wouldn't stand a chance. And the big worry is, where are the kids coming through? We've got Cameron Green, looks to be a player.
Yeah, but did you see the way Pant played as a youngster player? And Cameron Green just sat on his spot. I mean,
Washington coming out and playing shots.
He disappointed me. What are they? I mean, they're not bowling hand grenades. I mean, I find it really strange that we sat on the splice when we should have been going, and the captain was out there with him.
Yeah.
Get a move on, son. Why wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, as I said before, I reckon Pat Cummins is sort of, he sort of repairs a lot of cracks in the team. When you've got a fast bowler, he bowled. No. How did he bowl today? I thought Hazelwood bowled well without any luck too.
Bowled his guts out. Why are we hiding away from Steve Smith? Why are we holding?
Yeah, a lot of people don't seem to want Smith to come back as captain.
But why don't they want him?
Why short term couldn't Cummins? Cummins is not dumb. He's a smart cricketer.
Smith's done it before and been very successful. Yep. I never heard the criticism of his field placings like I've heard during these last three or four tests from guys that have played at the level and are very, very good commentators and great cricketers. I mean, they've been critical of Payne nearly all series.
Is Alex Carey the definitely next cap of the rank, or is Josh Phillippe starting to put his hand up too?
Once again, you just need to look at their shield numbers a bit longer, I reckon, rather than two or three innings in the Big Bash. Josh Phillippe's been great. Alex hasn't had as good a series, a couple of nice knocks. But, yeah, I mean, they're the next ones in line. But, I mean, they'd be fine, David. Obviously, they both handle it all right.
Have your say, 8223 0000, would you be happy to have Steve Smith back? Blighty saying go back to Smith just for a little while, you reckon, until the next guy comes through?
Maybe Labuschagne is the one.
But not yet.
Don't. I mean, he's still struggling. I mean, if he didn't get dropped five times, his series would have been terrible.
It's a big eye-opener for Australian cricket. Often the fast bowler's been able to bully the tail end. Well, they haven't bullied India apart from the second innings in Adelaide.
Yeah.
In fact, they've stuck. I think all Indians would be really proud of the way they've gone about this. They are, well, they're the champions in Australia. It's back to the wall. Have your say. Would you take Steve Smith, 8223 0000, and step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV with an elevated ride height? You see it all. Malcolm Blight and David Wilde, this is Sports Day SA.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV and Lumo SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA.
Yeah, they're calling it a miracle victory. They've just joined us. India, third highest ever successful run chase. I think the highest in Australia too, 328. They ran them down thanks to Rishabh Pant. He was named man of the match. You'd think Paddy Cummins would be man of the series with all the wickets he took. He was outstanding, but as we said, the Australians look forlorn group there. I reckon there'll be a few players in that team. They won't be playing that same 11 for a while. But once again, well done to India. And we might be able to go to Gav Joshi right now. He'd be absolutely ecstatic, Indian journalist. And, they played in great spirit, Blotty. You love the way they go about and play
fantastic.
Their shots.
Loved
it. And Pant got him home. Gav, congratulations, India. We didn't see this coming. They're calling it a miracle victory. 328 on the last day. What a performance.
Oh, it is a miracle. I mean, I think it's over 100 years, India's been playing Test cricket. I think it's India's greatest Test victory, without doubt. It's just the way. I mean, they're not playing with seven of the top players, and to come out to Australia, at the Gabba, where Australia hasn't lost for 33 years. Again, a day five, you have Pat Cummins, Josh Hazelwood, arguably, I think, one of the greatest Australian bowling lineups coming up against, and they've proved everyone wrong, whether whether that's me, that's, you know, whether that's journalists back in India, the fans. I mean, bowled out for 36 in Adelaide. It is just an incredible performance. And, you know, given that, you know, they have had to stay in quarantine, be locked up in rooms in Brisbane, it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, did you know much about Washington, Sundar, and also Thakur?
Yeah, well, I mean, Shardul Thakur's been out in you know, on a couple of A-tours straight, and he's a real goer. You know, and it's just a hardship, and you can tell why they could defy all these odds, because here's Thakur, who, you know, he came from sort of 80 kilometres away from Mumbai, and, you know, his daily routine just to ensure that he got sort of, you know, picked for the state team involved getting up at 4:30 a.m., catching a, you know, a train for about 2.5 hours, playing, and then going back home at 9 p.m. So, you know, this is what hardships are about. Washington Sundar, another guy who's just come up through the system. I mean, just immensely talented. He was an opening batsman and played in the under-19 World Cup team in 2016 with Rishabh Pant. So yeah, you just see this development, and a lot of that's come through because, you know, they've been rubbing shoulders with IPL in the IPL. They constantly get put under pressure in these match scenarios against the best players. And today, you know, they can sustain that because, you know, they're just used to all this pressure. So two incredible, phenomenal, you know, performances, especially by Thakur, you know, Sundar, and, of course, Rishabh Pant.
Kev, I've been really fascinated with the demeanour of the new captain of India, Rahane. I mean, I know he made the ton early, not as good this time, but his just calm demeanour
great
in the team.
Yeah,
compared to the great man, Virat Kohli. But, I mean, he must be admired. I mean, you don't win these things without leadership. At some stage or other, the leader actually stands up. You obviously know him really well. Is he that impressive off the ground as he is on?
He's incredibly quiet, I can assure you that, Malcolm. But, you know, he's from Bombay. In Bombay, people are known as Kudus, meaning they're extremely stubborn in their way, but because they have their own belief about anything without expressing it. Or you get someone like Kohli who likes to express it. You know, even a person like Ravi Shastri, who's the head coach, and Rahane is similar. You know, he's got so much belief in his own ability. And I think that rubs off. You know, and you could just see it in the presentation. The minute Rishabh Pant hit the winning runs, they all ran out. The Indian flag was handed over to Rishabh Pant and some of the youngsters like Shubman Gill and Mohammad Siraj, people who are playing there for the first time. It was almost their time to shine. They've done it, you know, and you can tell that's the inspiration and leadership. And Rahane, I think the most important thing, and I know that one of the players told me this, was the coaching staff telling him that he needs to captain in his own way rather than captaining in the Virat Kohli way. And he sure has done that.
Gav Joshi for Car Sales, number one for cars. A car sells every 30 seconds. Gav, I don't think India could have won this game without the effort for Pujara, who made sure they could at least stay up for a long, long while, then give you a chance at the back end to win the game with Pant and co.
Yeah, well, I mean, you wouldn't want to look at his arm tomorrow. I think he'll be bruised from right away, from, amazing, you know, the shoulder blade all the way down to the wrist. And it's not only this time. Malcolm, I can tell you, last time when they won the series, and he had a very productive series, when we went down to the Sydney Hotel to actually meet him and interviewing for one final time before they departed, his hand was literally like blue all the way down. So if it was like that 2 years ago, I mean, you can imagine what it's like now. We saw him coming out with a jacket on, but I don't think he minds. I think he's going to relish every one of those bruises from, you know, whether that's from Cummins, Hazelwood, because, you know, this is just it's a win against all odds. I mean, I think India, nobody in India, you know, whether that's the experts, you know, fans would have expected this. And a lot of credit should also go to, you know, Ravi Shastri and, of course, the coaching staff as well, and the medicos who's ensured that even, you know, some of the guys are on their last legs, and some of them have just been training with the team throughout 2 months, have been able to perform in a match scenario this late in the tour.
Kev, I can't believe it. If I said before the start of the series that Pat Cummins would take 21 wickets at 20 average and lose the series reasonably convincingly, you couldn't have got money on that in any way, in any part of the world.
Absolutely. What a try. If I asked the Indian coach the other day, he said, is there one player that you'd love to have in this Indian team? And he said, Paddy Cummins. He said, not only he bowls, he feels, he can handle the bat, and he just keeps bowling and bowling. And I can tell you, a lot of India's batting plans were based around Pat Cummins this tour. They almost wanted to ensure that when he's on, they sort of went into their shell. They didn't give him too many wickets. But despite that, you know, Paddy Cummins is able to get 21 wickets. So it shows what an incredible performer and what a bowler he is. But, you know, that's what happens. But I think, you know, if you just look at them, Hazelwood was good. Cummins was good, but it's you know, Lyon and Stark probably didn't have the best series, and I think that's what's ended up costing Australia.
No Shammy, no Bumrah, no Ashwin, but I tell you what, Suraj, he looks like he's going to be around for a long, long while.
It's incredible. I mean, he was in, you know, hard lockdown in quarantine in his room where they weren't even allowed to go outside of his room when he had the unfortunate missed call. A call from his, you know, family telling his father had passed away. And here it was, he couldn't even go and meet his teammates. But, you know, they constantly had him on a video call. And when he actually went to the training ground for the first time, Ravi Shastri walked up to him and he said, you know, the Almighty will look after you, and, you know, your dad will be extremely proud, and I've got a strong feeling you're going to get a 5-wicket haul and do well in the series. And how it has, you know, transpired, it's exactly what's happened. Absolutely incredible, you know, a victory led by Mohammad Siraj, only playing in his third match, but you just saw him, you know, with the ball as an absolute leader, and no wonder Bumrah embraced him at the end of the day yesterday. It's almost like, you've done it, mate.
Gav, Indians love their cricket as much as anyone in the world. How will this be celebrated back home?
I think it's incredible. It's the greatest test victory, I think, in, you know, since I, you know, going back over nearly 100 years. It has to be. I mean, against all odds, to win over there, you're going to expect a lot of fans absolutely coming out in the streets. You'll probably hear firecrackers. I think a few COVID protocols and so forth will be broken over there. but I think the country, you know, relishes such victories because people, it's been a tough year like it has been for most people around the world, but especially in India. And, you know, a lot of business going broke, and so the populations and a lot of daily workers who haven't been able to get a wage, and now they have something to celebrate, and that's based on cricket, and that's just typical India. It is just incredible. And I think, you know, I'm sure there'll be photos and videos all over social media, but I can guarantee you there will be. I doubt anyone even went to work today because it would have been in the morning. They would have been glued to their television sets.
Just a quick one at the end here, mate, in our conversation. Great to talk to you. Thanks for your time too. Shubman Gill, you've got an opener for the next 10 or 12 years. Just keep his name there. He is a beautiful player to watch. I love him dearly.
Extremely beautiful player to watch, Malcolm. I mean, here he's a guy who, you know, was brought up on a farm, and his father used to get the people who used to work on his farm to throw him tennis balls, you know, as he was growing up to ensure that, you know, his technique was ready for it. And he surely is ready. Ravi Shastri told him after the first test match, you're playing, you're ready for it, young man. He certainly was. Unlucky to not make 100 here, but my word, I mean, it's just, you know, there's just so much talent that's coming through. And I think that's the biggest positive for India in this series victory.
You got a lot of talent too, Gav. We appreciate all you've done for us in the last month. And you enjoy the night tonight. Yeah. And a hats off to India. We just thought it was one of the most remarkable results for a long, long while. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on. And it's been so much fun talking to you guys.
Gav Joshi there for Keno. From only $1 a game with a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today, gamble responsibly. If you just joined us, man of the series, Pat Cummins. Man of the match was Rishabh Pant, 89 not out. Outstanding. Pujara battled his heart out for a while, and as Blighty said, Shubman Gill was outstanding.
Geez, isn't he elegant? A right-hander being elegant.
Remind you of VVS Lutsman at all?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
When he said the best win ever, I reckon the only other one that could compare to that was when Lutsman and Dravid were
bat for 40 days.
And they won the game, and Harbhajan Singh spun him out on the last day.
That's exactly right. Hey, David, just a quick one. On our Turn Back Tuesday, the new bicycle race was announced today, the Tour de France in 1903. Remember that?
Yeah.
1903.
Yeah.
Do you know, on the same day this year, in 2013, Lance Armstrong admits to doping in all 7 Tour de Wins.
Wow.
So how's that? 1 year was the start of it. and then 2013, all those years later.
Yeah, we've still got a big show to come. Isaac Humphries, he can sing. Yeah. We'll play a bit of his song tomorrow up. We're going to interview him tonight. He played a decent game too and helped the 36 get up.
He's a singer.
DJ. Well, let's have it. Just have a hear a grab. Yeah, might play a bit more when we get a bit more time too. But join the energy company that knows Adelaide. Switch to Lumo SA today.
I've told you the story about my singing.
Don't
the words. Yeah, Malcolm One Note.
Isaac Humphries coming up shortly. India have retained the Border Gavaska Trophy. They were outstanding, absolutely outstanding. Back more shortly.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV and Lumo SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA.
Welcome back to Sports Day SA. I'm Malcolm Blight and David Wilde. Thanks to the Weeks Building Group. Thinking new home, you get more at Weeks. And also Tyre Power, selected Kumho tyres. Buy three, get one free. We're going to talk 36. It's been first game wasn't all that good. In fact, it was awful. But they recovered well to win in double overtime to get it back off the carpet, and a man that played a terrific game in the second game is Isaac Humphries, and he joins us now. Isaac, thanks for your time.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Take us through the two games. It looked awful, the score in the first game, but to get back in the second game, that's a feather in your cap anyhow.
Yeah, look, you know, that first game was pretty rough. We all definitely admit that. But, you know, there are a lot of factors involved with that. I hadn't played a single game or even played basketball in about 4 or 5 weeks. I was dealing with a knee injury. That was my first time playing basketball because I ran out of time. I didn't have any sessions. So I was very rusty. You know, there are a couple other boys in similar positions. We had never played as a whole team yet. As much time as we spent together over the off-season, we had, you know, a couple niggles and other factors involved. So that was really about getting the cobwebs out, and it just totally didn't go our way at all. But the second game we just regrouped and like I said, the cobwebs were out and we could really focus on getting that W. And geez, it was a crazy game and it was awesome to be a part of, and we were very excited and very very happy with the outcome.
What did Coach Connor Henry, did you say get back on the bike? I mean, it's only one game, like you said, you're rusty, but you had to get back quickly, didn't you, to get the win?
Yeah, absolutely. The best thing about basketball is, you know, you always have another game very soon. So we got to sort of reflect on it, learn a lot from that first game, and turn the page and really bring it in the second game. And I think we did. You know, we were night and day. It was totally different teams, and we knew that's how it would go. We just needed the fans to kind of bear with us for a little bit and let us do our thing. But yeah, it's all on the up now, so we're feeling really good.
Well, Isaac, just going back a bit, just on you personally and your career, you went to America, the Kentucky Wildcats, and you went through the college system. How did you enjoy that, and was it a great learning curve for you?
Yeah, it was. College was my college experience was insane. I went to Kentucky, which is a very big basketball school. You know, 30,000 at every game, sold out every time, fans chasing you down the street. It's like superstardom. It's really weird to get used to. And I went to college at 17, early out of high school. And, you know, a 17-year-old from Australia being mobbed on the street the day I arrived was definitely something I needed to kind of wrap my head around. So once I got over that and, you know, focused on the basketball side of things, I learned a lot. I had my struggles, for sure, as everyone does, but I inevitably came out of that and the other side and learned so much about who I am as a player and a person. And I use things I learn at Kentucky every single day. So very grateful for my college experience, for sure.
Now, your other sporting prowess, too, was in rugby league. Obviously, you made the choice because you grew quickly in 1 year, didn't you? Mm. So how did you did you enjoy the combat of rugby league?
Yeah, I did. I loved it. Growing up, my family was very involved in the club, and my brother played, and my dad was a part of the, you know, the senior sort of, I don't know really what they call it, but, you know, we were involved with the club from the minute I was born, and it was just the natural path for me to play. And then I grew really tall, and it was getting a bit crazy because, you know, I'd have 4 or 5 people hanging off me trying to tackle me, and it got a bit intense because basketball was kind of taking over a little bit, and I had to make the call. Do I you know, go get smashed on a football court, football field, or go, you know, focus on my basketball career. And I chose basketball, and very glad I did, because, you know, I love my life, I love my job, and I love every single day. So it's, yeah, footy was a big part of my life.
Isaac,
obviously basketball took
over. I haven't seen a 7-foot rugby player.
actually, Isaac grew up in Sydney, obviously, so that's why it was rugby league.
We mentioned your game, and you sort of came back really quickly from the rust and played a terrific second game. Josh Gideon and DJ had two outstanding games, particularly DJ. He got subbed out, but he had a very good game in that first loss as well.
Yeah, look, DJ's just an unbelievable player. He's so gifted offensively, and he's really the man on our team. You know, like, we'll look to him for a lot of things, and rightfully so. He's definitely earned that over his career, and as you see every night, he's just so solid. And I've loved my brief time with him so far, learning from him and stuff like that. And Giddy as well. He had a great game, bounced back. I think we all just collectively knew we had to really come in and make a statement, and we all just sort of panned together and did that. So that was, I think, where all that came from.
Yeah, you mentioned when you went to America at 17, he's only 18. Boy, has he got the world at his feet, the young man, Josh Giddy.
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely been in his position, and it's exciting, it's daunting, it's overwhelming sometimes. But if you've got good people around you, which he does, and good teammates, which he does as well, you know, we'll make sure he's all good, and the rest is just kind of up to him to just do his thing. And he's been really good for us so far, so I'm excited to see how he goes this year.
Yeah, I'd see too. He's going to be out for the next game on Wednesday night. He's got wounded.
Face planted.
Which is bad luck. Hey, now,
he hit his head pretty hard.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Hey, now, your number eight, I'm always fascinated with numbers and how players end up with numbers. Did you get a chance to pick it, or was it just random?
Yeah, no, I chose number eight. I am number 15 usually. That's been my number
for a long time.
Yeah, great number. I love it. I'm so used to seeing, you know, Humphreys and 15. It's just my brain just connects the two. But unfortunately, 15 is a retired number in Adelaide, so I have to go with my next best number, which was number eight, which is the number I wore in the NBA with the Hawks. So I think that was, you know, pretty good reason to choose number eight. So and I'm loving number eight. It's bringing me a new vibe and all sorts of things, so we'll see.
Hey, it's only early days, but when you look at the squad, and you've been around for a long while, how do you see the 36ers squad in comparison to perhaps some of the other teams?
It's a bit hard to compare now because we haven't really seen a lot of anyone yet. But from who we've played, like, I know we'll be really good. We just have to kind of come together. Like I said, we haven't been together for that, like, fully as a whole team, with our imports, with myself and a couple other guys. We haven't fully been together for a while. So once we kind of gel on the court a bit more, we'll be awesome. I'm really excited to kind of get that groove going. And the way our schedule's looking, we're going to have to do that in these early games. We don't get to do that in practice. So so you'll be seeing it before your eyes. You know, you'll be watching it kind of unfold, and it'll be awesome.
I'm really fascinated with your journey, particularly of basketball, as you can play all around the world. And I read where you played a season at Beograd in Serbia. Wow, what about that?
Yes.
How did you find that? First of all, the conversation, and secondly, just movement around the city.
Yeah, it was. Belgrade was very interesting. I was only there for about 3 or 4 months because it was the very end of their season that I went over for. But it was 3 or 4 months, you know, long enough to figure it all out. And it was very interesting. You know, not many people speak English. They do, but it's very broken. And my coaches didn't, my teammates didn't. So it was honestly like 3 or 4 months of just no talking, really. You just sort of in your own head, and you just kind of, you just sort of live in this weird little world because you can't talk to anyone. So that part was weird. And, you know, playing with teammates who you can't speak to was something to overcome in itself. So, it was very much a learning curve. And I very quickly figured out that, you know, that's part of the world is not for me to go play in again. So I'll stick to the more more, just the places I know have a better, you know, translator, like that sort of thing, because it really was quite difficult, like just not being able to speak to anyone. So, but now I know, and definitely learned from it. So, yeah.
So onwards and upwards, another game. What, playing Wednesday again? Is it Wednesday you play?
Yep.
Yeah, Wednesday, Friday, yep. Yeah. Another two games this week. Very excited. Southeast again and then New Zealand. So, we're ready. Very, very excited again. Just pumped. Can't wait to keep playing. We've missed basketball, so we just can't wait to play every game, you know.
And one last one, Isaac. With the COVID, it's opening and shutting everywhere. You don't know what's open, what's not, week to week. Could that mean more games in Adelaide?
I don't know. You'd assume so, but I don't know the rule. I don't know how it all works. That's kind of the NBL's figuring all that out. But so far, it's looked that way. It's looked like a lot of games in Adelaide early on, which is good for us and good for the fans. So, I think you can kind of hope, expect to see some more games for sure.
Well, great game for yourself. Keep up the good work. Thanks for having a chat, Isaac.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Isaac Humphries, 211 centimetres blighty. He's a big boy for Taipower. And also McRibbon, El Macco are back at Macca's. That's right, the saucy McRibbon, legendary El Macco are back at Macca's this summer. Grab yours today. 211 centimetres, you're only the 182, weren't you?
Yeah, 182.
I still can't get over you weren't 6 foot.
No.
Played a key forward and was not 6 foot.
5'11", and key fullback, and centre-half back, and centre-forward.
Unbelievable. Hey, we're going to take a break. Come back with Tuesday's True or False.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV and Lumo SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA.
Malcolm Blight and David Woody for weeks. $25,000 cash discount helps more families build their dream home. Enjoy more. Visit weeks. And Tuesday's True or False for expert car air conditioning service. You can rely on visit repcoservice.com. As a welcome, once again, Malcolm Blight, who's going to start off opening the batting.
Yes, and this is about our great game of cricket, the one that you love and I do too. My first true or false to you is, will Tim Payne, after this series, captain Australia? True or false?
Yeah, I think he will.
You still think he
will? Yeah, I mean, I tell you what though, he's losing a few credits, but I think he will.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, before these last two test matches, he's been considered the bit of the guru. I don't like, having said that, don't like keepers being captain.
No.
That might change soon. Matthew Wade
you're kidding.
Has played his last test match for Australia. True or false?
You are kidding. You know what my second one is? Will Matthew Wade play for Australia again? So we're going to both have to answer.
You start.
I think they might look somewhere else.
I think he's done. Snap.
That's a snap.
Yeah. Now, he's had many chances. Average is 29 now at Test cricket. It's not good enough.
No.
He's not keeping.
No.
So I think, and he's 33.
And he's a battler. I mean, I enjoyed his feistiness.
He's a fighter.
Yeah.
He's a fighter, but I just think the future's not Matthew Wade.
Okay. No, okay. All right then. Well, that's funny. That's two each. So my last one for you, my true or false. David, last weekend, did you catch a heap of crabs at Edithburg and eat them all yourself without thinking of me?
Not quite true. Gail had some, Ben had some. We had plenty, though. Got a lot of crab meat. True that we caught them.
And true that you didn't give them to me.
And true I thought about you, but true I didn't give them to you. So, actually, there's a lot of crabs down there, as I said. We caught 40 between three of us in about...
Is that how many?
No, you're out of that.
Out of that.
I don't know, it might be at least 20 or 30 crabs each, but we had enough.
Yeah.
Took them home. Threw the little ones back, but sure. Got to get the big ones, and
sure. That
was lovely. One last one for you. Nathan Lyon hasn't had the best of series, but he'll bounce back in the next 12 months.
Yeah, I think he will. That's true. But I was really fascinated listening to Shane Warne. He got onto that leg stump line again, and that's not his go. If the wicket that he got, that little snick with the Indian player.
Yeah, Gill.
Gill, thank you. He bowled that outside line, and sometimes they straight, sometimes they turn. So I don't know why he doesn't do that more often. And Warney was quite critical of him.
Do you reckon the pressure of the, all the hullabaloo, his 400th wicket, his 100th test, got to him a little bit? Can you try too hard?
You certainly can.
Try too many things rather than stick to your game?
Yeah, you certainly can. But the reason why you have experience is not to do that. So, that's the argument against it.
Well, it's been a massive day again. You'll be blown away with the car air conditioning service at Repco. Authorised service. Book at repcoservice.com. Gee, the cricket, the tennis is all happening. Big day in sport. Hopefully there's no more COVID cases popping up, but already five.
I've got my fingers crossed.
Makes it tough.
For 2021. Not looking great.
Enjoyed the show, Malcolm. I'll see you same time tomorrow night between 6 and 7. Bye for now.
Bye, David.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV and Lumo SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA.